Early in the morning on Tuesday, March 5th, 2024, users of Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and the MetaQuest VR platforms began reporting issues with logging into their favorite social media and tech realms. At first, there were only a few hundred reports. But by 9 a.m. Eastern Time in the United States, those numbers had exploded to over 300,000. At the time of this recording, there are nearly 600,000 users locked out, according to online monitoring site DownDetector.com. Thanks, as always, for tuning in to the forever independent and ad-free Baked and Awake podcast. Founded in 2017, I will still sporadically attempt to share important news, my thoughts, and commentary on this fucked-up dystopian nightmare land we are all collectively trapped within. Please partake responsibly and represent yourself and all smokers in a positive light in your day-to-day lives by remembering to smoke indica and do shit anyway. Today's episode will be extremely brief and is being recorded and blasted out as fast as a non-augmented and frail human meat popsicle such as myself can muster. This, as a public service announcement to the other organic cannon fodder, in a feeble bid to make you slightly better informed of today's attack on your humanity. This morning, March 5th, 2024, I found myself locked out of my Facebook and Instagram accounts. Multiple attempts to reset my password and regain access to my accounts have so far failed. Password reset text messages are not coming to my phone. And at present, I'm also failing to recover my account using Facebook's own "I think I've been hacked" type recovery processes. Apparently, I'm not alone. Currently, DownDetector.com reports over 500,000 reports of users having trouble accessing their accounts, and are also reporting being unable to use resolution tools to reset passwords and regain access to the systems. Who or what is behind this outage? Will it be reported on accurately by media outlets, and more importantly, Meta itself? Further, could this be related in any way to the cell phone carrier outages from a couple of weeks ago that were, in my opinion, disingenuously reported as stemming from an improper deployment of update software to their network? A quote from AT&T at the time said, "An initial review by the company found the disruption was caused by the, quote, application and execution of an incorrect process used as we were expanding our network." Or, more simply put, a technical error. That's the extent of the explanation we got from AT&T at that time. We've yet to hear anything new from them or from the FBI, who was supposedly investigating the outage. Excuse me. In a timeline where we have a lawsuit filed by Elon Musk against Sam Altman's OpenAI for abandoning their business charter and pursuing nothing more than profit, while simultaneously alleging, among other things, that OpenAI is hiding an already functioning version of their GPT large language model that he says qualifies as AGI, something that is openly understood to be an existential threat to humanity as a whole. A timeline where competing LLMs from Google, Meta, Apple, and several Chinese firms are actively trying to outdo one another in terms of the size of accepted token sets, ever larger. Connectivity and so-called AI agents. Internet-connected and empowered AI bots that hardly resemble the chatbots of the past decade at all. I am asking you all today to ponder the question with me, that is, what could be happening right now that we're being lied to about? Could some of these recent events be something more worrying than technical issues and simple probing attacks by foreign intelligence organizations? Can any of us honestly believe that none of these recent and incredibly powerful large language models, including open source models available to you and me, such as Llama and Alpaca Electron, are being deployed in live settings to attempt to interact with and even deceive real internet and tech users into compromising situations? Personally, I cannot. That is, I can't convince myself that that's not happening. I've played around with too many of these tools already to be able to convince myself otherwise. Microsoft's text-to-video product, Sora, has just demonstrated that the days of ubiquitous and undetectable to the average viewer deepfakes is now upon us, just in time for election year. I'm saying at this moment that my guess, my prediction, my wild conspiracy theory is that more than one version of a wannabe advanced general artificial intelligence is already in the wild and is being used for real and serious purposes, likely nefarious in nature. These competing agents, bots, neural networks, whatever label we care to use, they're not all in the hands of government agencies. Some of these were already in the hands of major corporations. Has anybody asked, does Disney have one yet? What is Apple doing with theirs, to their users? Is Google being ethical in the least with our data and digital identities with respect to their AI projects? I posit that on all counts, the answers are yes, they have them. Yes, they are using them in ways we don't even suspect. And no, their motives are not pure, altruistic, or colored by any impetus to bring value to us, their slaves. I mean, money machines. Sorry. I meant to say users. Users. Isn't that what LEOs and boomers love to call people who indulge in recreational substances of any kind? How on the nose. As of this moment, I have no further information for you. I urge you all to audit your social media accounts today, immediately. Consider resetting passwords to all, including your logins for any banking apps you use. This includes your Venmos and Cash Apps, you know, your Robinhoods, whatever you're using to invest in, etc. In my opinion, no account is safe right now. And as of this moment, I think we all need to be considering how to revisit who and what we're trusting with our digital identities. Because when that gets twisted and hacked, misappropriated and abused, fixing that mess can be one of the hardest things you ever have to do. I will publish another episode of the podcast as soon as I learn more about today's outage. I hope this message gets out to some of you in time to mitigate the negative effects of this, in my opinion, highly sophisticated attack. Since the early days, this podcast has benefited greatly and directly from contributions from listeners just like you. Tell me what I should look into and consider talking about next by emailing me directly at talktous@bakedandawake.com. And please do me one more solid by subscribing on YouTube and doing the things, you know, the ones. It means the world to me, and without those free forms of support, I would not be here recording today. With regard to today's episode, please reach out to me personally and let me know if you've been affected by the Facebook outage or were affected by the recent AT&T/T-Mobile outages. Have there been any knock-on negative effects from either disruption to your life? I want to know. Email me at talktous@bakedandawake.com and let's keep the conversation going. This has been another episode of Baked and Awake, where since 2017, I've been exhorting you to live by our axiom, to smoke indica and do shit anyway.